So that's why it was really rather nice when we did expand with more staff in an adjacent area. It was called Cheselton Road, I think, or something like that. It was the old school. It apparently had been condemned in the 1920s as a school, but it was still functioning when we came along in the 1960s. And so staff were moved in there, and they didn't have any facilities for anything. So they would come over to the common room. And then there was a couple of huts were put in the open air quadrangle in the middle of the big building was round sort of four sides, and there was a sort of space in the middle. I suppose it had been built in Oxbridge design of a quadrangle. But anyway, when that got filled in, they didn't have any facilities either. They were sort of temporary huts, like prefabs. So the more you had people in temporary huts, oh, and Usk Road was absolutely incredible. That was so dilapidated that people would come in saying, guess what we found, and with a sort of mushroom thing this big that somebody'd opened a cupboard and it was growing inside. It was quite extraordinary.